go-getters and just going to betters. It's the pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back to the pre-W. Smith Show. You know, there's something in business these days that's getting a lot of attention, and that is the concept of a four-day work week as opposed to the traditional 5 days. And helping us understand perhaps which companies it may make more sense for and those that it just doesn't, we've got Ben Friedrich, Associate Professor of Strategy, Kellogg School of Management. Ben, welcome. First, tell us, Ben, it seems that the four-day work week has moved from an interesting concept to now being put into practice by many companies, some successfully, others less so. First, tell us what it is, and if in fact, as it seems, this is becoming more of a reality for businesses to consider these days.
I think it's still a reality for a few, but I definitely think that there is momentum for the four-day work week has picked up a lot during the pandemic. And we've seen a number of successful trials around the world. I think this mainly started with a successful trial in Iceland, you know, a couple years ago. And then more and more companies got interested across the world, kind of both public sector, government type jobs, countries experimenting, kind of following the example from Iceland, and also private companies, you know, in different places, US, UK, Australia, New Zealand. We've seen some recent trials that have just been completed in December. We've seen some very recent results. And you know, everything seems very promising from those trials in the sense that employees show massive support. A lot of companies report at least stable, if not increasing productivity among their workers. And so the question is, could this be maybe, you know, an accelerating trend here where more and more companies become interested?
And what is the essence of the impetus for the four-day work week? I mean, look, if you say to an employee, I'll pay you the same wage and you only got to come in 4 days a week as opposed to five, do you like the idea or not? Of course, you're going to get a, you know, 99.99% adoption and support for such an idea. But there's more to the story. Really, what's behind this? And there's pros and cons give and take here. For example, employees coming in for 4 days have to cram 5 days of productivity. It's not like employers are saying, let's just slow down the whole notion of productivity. They want the same or better level of productivity just achieved in 4 days as opposed to five. What's really driving this whole thing? What's the essence of it?
Yeah, I think that's right. At the core is the idea that we can do 100% of the work in 80% of the time. And that means we can keep 100% of the pay, right? That's the original model.
Yep.
And so what that should do is it should decrease the number of hours worked, which would improve employee motivation. It might improve especially employee well-being. So on the employee side, you know, during the pandemic, there was an important focus on employee well-being, mental and physical health. And this policy is one that might actually help a lot in reducing stress and burnout, improving work-life balance. So that's kind of one of the key advantages. But of course, that may not work out for all kinds of jobs. And, you know, there have been modifications of this. Some companies are trying to kind of cram in the same number of hours in fewer days. Maybe some workers might have a preference for that, but it's not the original idea. The original idea would be to reduce the hours. And so I think the caveat here is not all companies and all industries can actually benefit equally from this.
Yeah, and we'll get to, you know, which companies are best suited to consider such an adoption of such a plan. But essentially, if you think about a current five-day work week, and this is kind of how now the idea has become about getting 5 days of work into 4 days. Now, it's not that they're going to necessarily be extending longer hours and all the rest of it. There's a lot of focus on, frankly, a lot of wasted time that happens these days that they've been able to identify. People have been able to identify in the office environment, in a work environment, that could be streamlined and tightened, leading to better productivity, whether it's meetings that maybe could be shortened and condensed and made more efficient and more, therefore more productive in a shorter amount of time and so on. Things like that, as well as just a variety of other best practices that can help you be more productive with your time in a given day.
Yep, I think that's right. I mean, let's kind of take the company's perspective here and let's think about, yes, one thing is, can we just streamline our processes? Can we cut some slack time and kind of unnecessary meetings, make our process more productive, more efficient? And that would be a good thing, right? A move towards a four-day work week might help us you know, realize those gains, those potential gains. The other thing is, you know, given that we know employees like this, many employees might like this, it can help companies attract talent, especially in an unusually tight labor market, as we've seen in the last year or two. It can help expand the talent pool. You know, you might be able to attract workers who really value this type of flexibility, wouldn't be able to put in the 5-day work week, but can work with a 4-day week. It may help you create a more diverse and inclusive working environment because you access worker populations that may not have taken this job before. But also on the other side, thinking about the workers at the company right now, it can reduce turnover, right? We had the great resignation for a long time now.
Right.
And burnout and job dissatisfaction were key drivers of this. And so if you can create a system that helps employees value their employer more, especially the fact that they now focus more on employee well-being, that may help improve retention in this tight competitive labor market.
Yeah, great. And then the company's best suited to consider a 4-day work week. Tell us what you've learned there.
Yeah, I mean, clearly not all companies can benefit equally. I think this is better suited for knowledge workers. I mean, we've seen this in the experiment in Iceland. You know, you have kind of white collar workers, administrative workers, who can cut some unnecessary meeting times, the kind of advantages, productivity gains we discussed, more easily. You know, if you think on the other side about work that is tied to fixed hours, you know, think of a cashier in the supermarket, a call center employee, it's much harder to realize those kinds of gains. But I want to still say, you know, there can be benefits from reduced absenteeism, reduced turnover that can still make a 4-day work week attractive for other kinds of jobs, lower skill jobs as well. Especially if you can be the first mover in some industry, might give you this competitive edge in recruiting and retention that we talked about. So I don't want to say there are some companies that have never considered this, but there are some, you know, we can see this in tech, for example, where it's easier to be flexible. It's easier to create staggered work schedules than in other places that are more amenable to that system.
What is you, as you look down the road, how likely is it that we're going to see more broader adoption of the 4-day work week?
Okay, so I think this is a slow process. I think right now we've seen a period where the balance of power, of kind of negotiating power, has shifted towards workers in this tight labor market.
Yeah.
And so companies were also struggling, striving to find ways to attract, to retain workers. So I think this ebbs and flows. And so we have already seen some companies putting this into a permanent status from their trial periods. They're mostly smaller companies, startup tech type companies that are doing this right now, where there's a lot of competition for employees, for highly skilled workers in the kind of amenity space, workplace flexibility, work hours flexibility. A lot of that matters for this workforce a ton and helps in this talent war, if you will.
Exactly. Ben Friedrich, Associate Professor of Strategy, Kellogg School of Management. Good to have you on with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to run to a quick break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.